This is Party Line.
Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
There is a difference. Oh, what a difference.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here.
Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA. Community minded, just like you.
There is a difference.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Is there something on your mind? Are you mad about something your elected officials have done? Do you have an opinion on a local or national issue? Let us know by sending your opinion to WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on sound off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO. Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Now being joined in the studio by our guest, who's the City of Frankfort Community Development Director, Annie Bacon. Annie, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ken. I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing just fine. It's one of those crazy Friday mornings. We're actually on TV this morning, and we're just doing this to see how this will work, and so it should be kind of fun. So what's been going on in the city by a lot of different things?
We have had a lot going on. I know we sent out a release about the park being delayed,
mm-hmm.
Which has changed a few things. We now have a Summer's End Festival that's going to happen at TPA, or not festival, my apologies, Summer's End Concert at okay. TPA Park with Dwayne Spa. He was someone we brought in to perform at Prairie Creek Park, and now we're moving him out to the parks. But I think that that's going to be a great event. They're going to have s'mores and some food and things along with his concert. So that's exciting.
When is that concert going to be?
It is Saturday. I want to say September 26th, but it might be the 28th. I'm going to look it up here real quick.
28th.
Yeah, at 6 o'clock
okay.
at TPA.
TPA, okay. Because that's what I wasn't sure. I knew that's something you guys just started talking about. I wasn't real sure when and where that was. So.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the other thing is that you've had to move your Hispanic Heritage Festival and the Oktoberfest from down at Prairie Creek. You've had to move them back uptown a little bit, so.
Yeah, and you know, for the first year of trying to do an event like this, I don't think that's a bad idea. It keeps them closer to our downtown vendors, which will might get some more people into the shops downtown. So we're hoping that that will be a good experience for both that area and those merchants, as well as for the community as a whole, to get together, celebrate different cultures, and to meet our neighbors and do things that celebrate more things than we have done typically in the past.
Now, the original hours, I know, was 4 to 10 for the Heritage Festival down at Prairie Creek. What are the hours now?
Still 4 to 10. Thing we have changed is the location.
Okay, it's going to be a Veterans Park.
That's correct.
Are they going to be able to do still be able to do a lot of the things they wanted to do, even though the area is going to be a little bit more restricted now than what it was?
Yes. Fortunately, we have some wonderful sponsors. Farmers Bank is our premier sponsor, and McDougal Pierce Construction, they're helping us get a stage so that we can hold all of the same entertainment. We're going to have Ballet Folklorico Mosaicos. I think that they performed at the Hot Dog Festival. So they'll be there this year. We've got three different local bands and a comedian and Rafael Figueroa is the DJ. So we'll have music in between, lots of food, vendors, and just really a good time.
What was the real reason for having this? Because we've always had a high Hispanic heritage here in this town, but why have a festival now? Why is it coming up this time around?
Well, one of the things when I was hired that I was given a directive was to make sure we had entertainment and programming for Prairie Creek Park. We're building this great resource for our community. We're going to have opportunities to have concerts and events. And when I looked at what we've done in the past, we do a really good job of bringing in music acts to the parks for the 4th of July. We have the hot dog festival. So what I was looking for were gaps where maybe we aren't hitting all of our community, where there's things that we can do that'll appeal to a wider range of people in the town. And we do have about 30% Hispanic heritage in this community. So it felt like a good opportunity to do something that might appeal to that segment of our population as well.
So, I think this is going to be very well attended. I think people are going to be surprised by what they see at this.
I think so, too. I'm excited about it. It's very common to have heritage festivals. I know that there was a Greek festival in Carmel a few weeks ago. There's a lot of Italian festivals around. We're running into Oktoberfest season, which is really German festivals.
Right.
So this is not an uncommon trend. I know that Lafayette has a Hispanic festival tomorrow, I believe. And there's one in Indianapolis later this month. We're entering Hispanic Heritage Month, which is September 15th to October 15th. So we're going to see a lot of these around the country within the next month or so. And I just felt like it was a good opportunity for us to learn a little bit, enjoy some wonderful food and entertainment.
And in essence, even though we're not going to be at Prairie Creek Park, the Oktoberfest being down in the area there where we had it for the hot dog festival, really it's going to be almost like the same area.
The Oktoberfest will be in that same area, and it should be very typical to what we've done in the past. I think we do have a good attendance for Oktoberfest. This is either the third year.
I think it's at least a third. I don't know. I want to say third. Maybe it is fourth. I can't remember.
And Main Street spearheads Oktoberfest,
right.
So I don't have as much hands-on with that festival, but I'm excited about it. I think it'll be nice to have that again down near Prairie Creek Park and in the park next year.
Yeah. 6 o'clock start for that?
Yes.
Okay, and that goes to what, midnight or going to go to 10?
That I don't know.
Okay.
You'd have to check with Main Street Oktoberfest.
I'll talk with Kim. Yep.
Yeah.
But I know that's coming. Any other festivals that you're going to be involved with coming up here soon besides these two? I know it's enough on your plate right now.
I think I'm always going to be looking for something to do to make sure we hit different segments of this population. I'd like to do something with veterans or with, the military, have some kind of either, not necessarily a festival, but what I would like is members of the community to let me know and let the city know what they're interested in. The entertainment that we schedule at that park and in this city is less about our city leaders and more about the people in this community, what things they would like to see, what music they'd like to hear, and what things they think are lacking for entertainment in Frankfort. We are here for this community and for the people in it, so we're always listening to that input.
How big of a deal was it when you had to change venues from Prairie Creek Park to up to Veterans Park and those areas? How big a deal did they have to? How much did you have to change in the festivals themselves? Did you have to change a whole lot or not?
Well, the only significant impact I would say was ticketing. We wanted to do tickets for the Hispanic Heritage Festival, free tickets, to get a head count, to have an idea of how many people are there. We're still working on how to do that. It's very difficult to do ticketing in an open festival in the downtown area. So we're looking at different options for that and what maybe they can use the tickets for. So that piece of it is the only piece really that was impacted. Other than space, it's a big area in Prairie Creek Park. Mm-hmm. We were excited to showcase it and have the acts perform on the Farmers Bank Performance Center stage. But we're still able to do most of the things that we had planned, and it should still be decorated and exciting and enjoyable for everyone.
Now, I know Oktoberfest is going to have alcohol in a certain area down there. Are we going to have alcohol at the Hispanic Heritage Festival or not?
No, we will not have alcohol at the Hispanic Heritage Festival.
Okay, because I know that was, that's been one of the bigger issues. Should we have alcohol in the parks and those kind of things? I know that's been a huge issue around here lately, and it's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. I think we're getting close to getting that resolved here, though, pretty soon.
I believe so. And the ordinance that was going through for allowing alcohol in the parks was specific to Prairie Creek Park.
Yeah.
It's not something where we were looking to have beer and wine served at TPA right. or, you know, Dorner Park. It really was there. We now have a facility for concerts, and it's good to have that option if needed in a confined area. That's a benefit to the community, and it was never intended to be a widespread trend.
Knowing that we're going to be, you know, at least late November, early December before that park opens, how can we envision, in your mind, how can we envision that park looking, say, in another year from now, or even a couple, 3 months from now?
I was going to say, let's not go out a year.
Okay.
I think that by, you know, when weather warms up in April and May, people are going to be able to get out in it and really see that the benefit to it. There's, you know, chess in the land or the grassy area. There's going to be ping pong, the stage, the splash pad. There's a lot of neat things in that park. I'm excited for people to be able to get out there when it opens and see what it's like and what benefit it brings to our downtown.
Now, how far out have you been able to schedule for that park?
We slowed down scheduling because of the construction delays.
Right.
And, you know, when we planned this festival, the Hispanic Heritage Festival and Oktoberfest, we were fairly confident at that time we'd be having them in the park. So I think that with the colder weather, we're not planning anything right now for January or February. That may change in 2021, depending on what options we have available, if we can put in some warming stations and things of that nature. But I think that the programming is going to pick up probably in March and April.
I didn't know if you might have anything scheduled around Thanksgiving or around Christmas. I know Main Street normally does the majority of that, but I didn't know if you might have something scheduled for that area during that time.
No, I don't believe so. And I don't know, do we have the Christmas parade date?
Yeah, that's downtown. That's on the first Saturday in December. Don't ask what the date is right off the top of my head. But.
And see, that's really close to the new anticipated completion date. So I don't see anything happening at the park this year before the end of 2019.
Of course, another big thing, and you put out a release on this week, is we have fall cleanup coming here in about another 2 weeks or so.
Absolutely. We're excited to have that. I've had good feedback from that on our social media. A lot of questions about what they can take and where and who it is for. Fall cleanup is for City of Frankfort residents at the street department. The county landfill takes anyone from in the county on that. I believe it's the 28th.
Right. And really, you know, and I mean, people need to take advantage of it because it's really your last good time to get rid of things that you no longer want before the holidays hit. And
absolutely.
You get more stuff.
That's correct. Yeah. So I'm glad we're having that. And it should be a good benefit to our community.
What's the latest we have on recycling and what the situation with Warner's? Where are we at with that?
We are hoping to go back to weekly curbside pickup in October. The difference will be we will not be able to collect glass. So we're going to probably try to get some information out to the community here in the next couple of weeks once we know a hard and fast date when we can return to weekly curbside pickup so people know to sort out their glass. Glass can still be dropped off at the street department. It just won't be able to be put curbside.
You know, and like Jason said yesterday when he was in here, if there's broken glass in the stuff, it's all trash.
Yeah.
To make sure it just goes with the trash because they can't do anything with broken glass.
Right. So I would still encourage people to collect their glass and take it to the street department. Any little bit we can do to recycle is not just a benefit to our community, but it's to the world at large.
Any idea where the collection, the recycling collection point would be for Warner's? They're not going to obviously have the building that they had, so you have any idea where it's going to be?
I don't have any information on Warner's plans right now.
Okay, I was just kind of curious. So. So, of course, you don't have a whole lot to do with the Aquatic Center, though, do you? So,
I've been involved a little bit in the planning of it. We're very excited about it and trying to get that going here soon so it can open in May of 2021. So right now, we're still on
right
the
now,
timeline.
We're still
and
there.
And I'm hoping that it won't follow the Prairie Creek Park trend.
Yeah. How much fun or how much difficulty has this been for you? Because I know you just started this job, what, about 4 or 6 months ago?
In March,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so has this been what you thought it would be?
It has. And I've been enjoying it. It's a lot of different avenues of work. I work a lot with the building services department, when we have companies coming in, you know, I know we've got Dirt Busters, Car Wash coming out over by where Hawaiian Shave Ice is.
Right.
There's a lot of neat, exciting things. I think Slappy's Barbecue will be opening up here in the next month or so on Main Street. So new food, new options for people. I've been involved a little bit with some of those things, and that's exciting. I also do a lot of communication, a lot of press releases and things like that for the city. So while I tend to go in a lot of different directions, all of it is for the benefit of the city and the people in it, and I enjoy that.
Any favorite direction you like to go when you're in that, doing all that? I know you like all of it, but is there any of your favorites that you really like more than anything else?
No, I like organization, so really anything I can do to help things run smoothly.
That can be the most difficult at times, too.
Yeah, that's really my niche. The thing that I like to do is organize and keep things on a timeline. So
okay. We'll take a break for a second here. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
When you need to know.
I feel like what Chris is doing is trying to capitalize a little bit more on Frankfort as a destination place that's close to Indianapolis and close to Lafayette. And I think one of the most exciting aspects of that is the Prairie Creek Park venue and just the whole idea of bringing events to downtown Frankfort, getting people out of their house, getting them down to the square, which is lovely.
On the air first when seconds count.
It's somewhat similar, but different. The difference is it's contained. It was in a building where RNA was outside. So all this is contained inside the building, which makes it a little rougher, harder to extinguish.
The news team you've come to depend on.
We've been so impressed with the show of support from our whole community. And that's really important. It's been important from the beginning that this be a grassroots effort.
WILO.
The more that they improve the buildings, make them look good, then the people will come in.
On the air first from your official weather station, WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guest is the City of Frankfort Community Development Director, Annie Bacon. Annie, you do are involved in an awful lot of things, and one of the things you're getting involved with a lot is the board minutes from all the meetings that you go to, especially with the Board of Works and the City Council.
Yeah, it's important to the City Council and to the Board of Works that people have access to those meeting minutes. People can't always attend those meetings. So I've been working with the Clerk Treasurer's Office to get those published on our website and available to people as soon as possible. One thing people don't always know is that they have to be approved in the following meeting before they can be posted. So that causes a little bit of a delay. But we've been able to work out a system with the clerk treasurer's office where those minutes are now being posted the day that they are approved, rather than having to wait or send them to our web provider. We're trying to get those out to people as quickly as possible, and we think that's a benefit, especially when people can't attend the meetings themselves.
Yeah, and those are meetings are every other week, so it does make it kind of hard to keep up. You know, really, that's where we come in.
Yeah.
I guess so. But another thing in this job that you've got, you're kind of helping promote the city, aren't you?
I am. I think we've got a great city, and I enjoy doing that piece of it. So I do work with a lot of the departments to see if we can get information out to the public.
Has the overall sense in this community, in your mind, has it gotten more positive to say that we are moving forward and doing the things that people really want to see? Are you getting that feel as well?
I hope so. I think that you're always going to have people who are not as satisfied as they could be with the progress we're making. But I feel like people are more aware of the good things going on and getting involved more. Building Services Department has Neighbors Helping Neighbors program. And recently, one of the local churches helped paint an elderly woman's home, and that had a tremendous support from the community. People were really excited about that, and even the city of Brownsburg contacted us for details about that program. We were able to share how we do that, and we are always looking for volunteers. You can contact Building Services office if you'd like to sign up to volunteer, or if you're someone, an elderly or veteran, someone who needs help with basic home maintenance, house painting, minor repairs, mowing. Those are the people we want to connect with and try to help.
Do you think that the people in this community are really aware of a lot of the programs that are available that the city does put out for the elderly and for those kind of things? Do you think a lot of people are really aware of what we do have?
I think it's hit and miss. And, you know, the radio is not necessarily as popular as it once was, or newspaper circulation has fallen off. We do hit social media. We have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For the younger generation who really do enjoy getting their information from that source. But when you fall into a group where either you get your information a day behind or you're not really keeping up with local news, it's more neighbor-to-neighbor communication, it's harder to reach those people and let them know that we're making changes to our recycling or that we have programs like Neighbors Helping Neighbors. We have the SHARP program, which also with the Farmers Bank does grants for the elderly to make repairs to their homes. We have Grant for Grads for mm-hmm. people who have graduated from college and are trying to purchase a home or rent in Frankfurt. And those, it's difficult to keep that information in front of people and let them know that we have benefits and things that we can do for our community members.
You know, and as you said, it is difficult to keep everything in front of them. But then again, you know, I would think, I mean, do you also get calls in your office that says, do we have something like such and such available? Do you get those kind of calls, or do you basically, does that go somewhere else in the building over there?
I don't get those kind of calls very often. Sometimes I'll get an email. We do have a general email. It's info@frankfurt-in.gov. We did set up a message center so people could contact us if they have questions or if they're not sure who to call. I don't get very many suggestions. I've gotten a few that had to do with state highways. I can't do anything about that, unfortunately. So, you know, that's the other thing is sometimes you get requests from people and it's not something that falls into your area of control. But on the plus side, it gives me an opportunity to share information. People might not know that that's not something we can handle.
Yeah.
And it might at least alleviate some of their frustration.
Yeah, the state highway and the roads is a whole other situation.
Yeah.
And let Jason and let the city take care of those. And
the state. Let the state take
care
of those.
Yeah, let the state take care of that too. So, how much are you involved with the school? Do you do a lot of interaction with the school? I know one thing you do, which I don't know if you want to get into or not. I'll leave that up to you.
I try to interact as a resource for them. If they've got events going on, I try to share that information with the public. I know that they recently, the high school, did a video that was a You Matter campaign for suicide awareness. That was fantastic, and we did share that as a city on Twitter. Because I think it's a good message to get out to our youth as suicide continues to be a problem in many communities, including our own. So I like the community-mindedness of our schools, and that's something that I encourage and want to make sure that we're sharing with our residents.
The reason I brought that up is because I know you, at the Board of Works today, we were talking about the Frankfurt Future Leaders Advisory Council. That's why I brought that up, because I know, you know, that they're starting to get ready to do some things here again.
Yeah, the Frankfurt Future Leaders Advisory Council is the mayor's youth council. They are active throughout the school year with a service project and a quality of place project. The Quality Place Project this year was the mural on the 51 West Event Center. They've also done the signs at the entrance to the city. I know the Case Arena sign just went up here this year. It's kind of exciting. So I don't know what their project will be this year, but I am helping the mayor set up the timeline for meetings, line up some speakers so that we can have a productive year with those students.
Any idea when they might have a dedication for that case, that sign over by Case Arena?
No, that'd be a good question for the mayor, and I can follow up with him and let you know as well. We did a dedication when the first sign was posted. There are four signs in that same year. They did four entrance gateway signs. So I don't know if they've done one for each time a sign is installed, because they were all part of that same project for those students.
You know, and the reason I asked that, because I'm also kind of curious how long it's going to be before we get the new electric sign down there by the creek at the high school.
That's already in.
I know it's already in, but we're going to have a dedication for it.
That I don't know.
Yeah, that I don't know either. I haven't heard that. I've been waiting for that one, because that sign is nice.
It is a nice sign. It's really exciting to be able to add that. It certainly brightens up that corner.
You know, the other thing is that it is amazing. And one reason why I like to do my sports show on Saturday, and from what you guys do, it really, you know, with like the advisory council and these other things, we really do have a lot of very good youth in this town, even though they don't like to talk a lot about it sometimes.
Our youth, I think, are a huge asset to this community. And I think anytime we can encourage our youth to be involved, to get active in the community, to be proud to be from Frankfort, I think it's a benefit to all of us. And it certainly builds pride in our community.
And also, it bodes well for the future, because, you know, if they decide to stay here to go to college, or if they go away, this probably would give them a good chance to come back, especially if we keep continuing to build and, you know, and expand like we have been.
Yeah, and that's my hope. I would encourage all of our students to get out and see the world, and then when they're done, come back and live here or live near our community. It is a great place to live, to raise children, to have a family, and to be a part of a community that truly cares about its residents, about each other.
Is there any big projects that are coming up that you can talk about, or are there any projects that you would like to see happen in the next, say, 2-3 months or 6 months down the line?
Right now, I'm not looking out quite that far. I want to get through Prairie Creek Park's completion, the Hispanic Heritage Festival. We have a lot of big things going on here in the next month or so. Washington Avenue, Phase 1 construction. So I think that probably you can bring me back here in October or November. We'll have more plans and more information about the future.
Well, you know, also in the fact, you know, the Iron Block has changed its look entirely now. It's almost a brand new looking building, especially from the outside. And on the inside, it is a brand new building for all intents and purposes. Mm-hmm. But you've got that, plus you've got all this other stuff going on. And I think everything just bodes incredibly well for the future if we can just keep going on the same plane.
I absolutely agree. I think we're doing great things.
So, you know, do you foresee the next big push downtown? You know, I shouldn't say downtown. The next thing is to also get Washington Avenue fixed. That's the next big thing before we start our next fabulous road project next year, which will be 28.
I know.
Are you going to be more involved, I take it, for that project, to have just the information out on the web, you know, on that site, and just get all that information out so people will know when things start and how, you know, it's going to be?
Yeah, my piece of that puzzle with roadways is information. I'm not too involved in that planning, but when things change, when roads close, when we have issues or concerns about streets and about access to different areas in the city, that piece I play a part in making sure we promote that information and get it out in front of the community. And I encourage anybody who is not hearing what's going on, let me know where they go for information so that I can make sure we're sharing it with those avenues.
Yeah, I mean, if there's anything we can do to help you guys out, just let us know. That's not a problem here. The other thing is, I know you guys at the high school are having a big meeting on 28 here coming up next Thursday, as a matter of fact, 26th.
Yeah, and I don't have too much information about that meeting.
Outside of what I saw on the email they sent me, that's all I know about it. So
yeah, I don't have more detail on that, but if I get it, I'll be certain to share it.
Yeah, it's at 6 o'clock in the cafeteria. So anything else exciting we need to talk about, or you want to, you know, go on here about for a few minutes?
You know, I think that there's a lot of good things happening in the community. A lot of new businesses opening. That said, we have a lot of existing excellent merchants downtown and around the city. I encourage people to visit them, get out and see what we're doing. visit your different shops and organizations in the community and get involved as much as possible. There's a lot of good going on in Frankfurt, and I encourage people to be a part of that.
One last thing I do want to go ahead and repeat the situation with the two festivals coming up in October, where they're going to be in the times and those kind of things.
Certainly. We've got the Frankfurt Hispanic Heritage Festival, which will be held on Saturday, October 5th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Veterans Park. And we have Oktoberfest, which will be held the following Saturday down on Washington Street in front of Prairie Creek Park.
If people remember where we had the hot dog festival, that's where we'll be.
Exactly.
Okay. Annie, thanks much. Doing a tremendous job. You really are.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
I mean, that's, you know, I was she puts out three or four things a day almost. It's like, oh, I got another one here. It's over.
I'm trying to keep people informed.
I know you are. Hey, take care of yourself, and we'll see you further down the line, okay?
Thanks, Ken.
All right, take care. It's going to wrap it up for the show today. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union. Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Everybody have a great day. Take good care of yourselves. We'll see you back here on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.